Hey, good afternoon, Largo High School. My name is Ron. I'm out of Tamarack, Florida. And today we're here at Seminole High School for the Seminole Sound Spectacular. I have the extreme pleasure of evaluating your program in ensemble analysis. Yeah, very energetic. As it ran out, I saw like two people interacting. They were sort of like, you know, sort of spinning around each other. I didn't know why more people didn't interact with each other. A couple wins, I guess. Yeah, real nice job of creating space. But now we need to create some direction. Yeah, with the ostinato coming from the outside of the winds and its slow buildup, we just need something that really triggers us to continually focus in on the color guard. And it's almost like they need to build up with that. It doesn't necessarily come across as being a build, as clearly a build as the music. Yeah, smart design around the curvilinear form to help create that sort of whirlwind look. But performers, you got to maintain the pace in the lower body, stay in step, and keep the stylistic approach to the back steps consistent as you go around. Yeah, that was better for the dancers. That was a much stronger conclusion there than I had seen earlier in the program for the color guard. Yeah, as that sequential develops across the winds, you know, what is it about each group that breaks apart that sort of creates interest? So again, you know, layering motion with little gestures can help tremendously through that. Just a sense of time. So the color guard has to go to what time? Are they going with the trio? Are they playing with the band? Are they following the conductor? Because at that point, when the band had some timing issues, the color guard really was not in time with, well, whoever I could see or feel the main time coming from. And they sort of have to know where they're getting their time from through that as well. Yeah, good balance against the flag statement on stage right, but the flag statement didn't quite conclude as clearly as the sabers did on stage left. A good development into the curvilinear form as the winds moved around, even getting into the change of direction post-step, but space suffers through those phrases. Individuals tend to throw their upper body weight in the direction that they're traveling in, without regard to how far they actually have to go. Because it's always your upper body that throws you into the set too soon. It makes you get there too early because you keep having to take a big step to keep yourself from falling over. Yeah, color guard not contributing very much to those moments as they run back onto the floor. At a moment, you know, that was a moment actually. So as much as this is a moment, you got to figure out how to support that other thing and bring us to this. Yeah, that was much stronger color guard than many of the things we've seen earlier. Yeah, still rather abrupt for a closing moment in the song. Not the music itself, but because of the music, dee-da-dee-dot, and they have to have no recovery time, literally. So they've got to be very accurate about closing into those files when they get into the block form, center stage. Okay, right. Nice showing a lift, some variety. Okay. Not sure what the trio development is about. Oh, I see. Now we go to a quartet. I mean, they both handled the trio situation pretty well. There was just, I mean, musically it doesn't sound like there's three elements, but okay, you can call it the way you want to call it. And then when the other young lady came in, it made a little more sense as to the development to the prop. And when the flags come onto the field, it's not that I mind them running through like that, but again, I always want something that's going to catch my eye like that to create more interest than just running over to the spot. So, in its development compositionally, just needs to layer some things so that it's not just a run and pose with the gestural hands, but, run, stop, run, pose, run, and make it more interesting so I feel like I don't know what you're going to do as you run over or move over to a set. Yeah, the chain props definitely help bring another moment to there. It gives them a flag without really looking like one. It was more like a shawl than anything else. Yeah, not too graceful there. Yeah, it just has to be a little more graceful or set up earlier so we don't spend the time watching the setup for it. I agree with the idea. It just needs to be worked out timing-wise. Yeah, you got some good recovery there. People, obviously the line makes that a little easier. But people got right into the set right behind the person in front of them. But now look at this step across tuba. You're not paying attention to the two people on either side of you because you're not in line with either of them. And one of the baritones might not be taking a big enough step. Yeah, see, so those trios are exposed when they move across the field because we can see across each of those trio lines. And if somebody's taking the wrong side step or is inconsistently dressed, it's like a glaring, hey, look at me. So we may want to make some adjustments so we don't see that, or so that they're allowed to be able to see those files and stay in those files as they slide across. Okay, opportunity is there for you, obviously, with the conclusion of the battery feature. And you're sort of static, so obviously there's maybe some inconsistent or unfulfilled design. Also, Zox Therostrustra. Boy. Yeah, unfortunately, what you're really doing there is you're just letting us watch the drumline reset. So there may be drill coming to help facilitate that, but that's all that we really could judge you on right there. Okay, and the final salute. Right, just briefly. A lot of what we see in band shows has to do with the performer's control of the design. Now, there are a lot of performers that understand that, and you have a lot of them on the field with you. There are other performers that are lacking in their comprehension or may need more experience, so that means a lot more repetitions. Because I think that there are some fine things designed into the program. yet their ability to accomplish those things was waning, inconsistent, and not always. I was not always convinced that they really do the right training at every rehearsal. So, you know, we're at the point of the season where you're finalizing some things, you're trying to get some things finished, but the performers have to realize they can't be slack on the techniques, because I think a lot of the technique issues that they create with backstep issues, dress and alignment issues, is their lack of experience. So how do you get more experience? You got to do a lot of reps. Repeating things over and over again until their muscles are so inclined to simply follow in line that the muscle memory increases and they become stronger as performers and more confident. Thank you very much. Good luck.